Welcome. I'm Reverend Tim Earhart, and this is Daily Bible Reflections for May 26, 2023. Today's New Testament lesson comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. The Spirit of Faith, not Fear. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. The distinguishing mark of the believer in Jesus Christ is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the sine qua non, that is, the indispensable and most essential element of the Christian life. Christians are spiritual people, people of the Spirit. Christianity is a religion dependent upon spiritual resources for life and godliness. There is nothing more practical, beneficial, and enjoyable than the application of biblical truth to our lives each and every day. The Spirit's work is to point us to Christ. The application of biblical truth is an experience of getting to know Jesus Christ better and becoming ever more aware and involved with God. This involvement, characterized by faith, hope, and love, increasingly transforms every area of the Christian's character and life. And it is the Spirit who helps us do it. It is not God's will that we fail in living the Christian life by succumbing to fear. Rather, it is God's intention that believers have a robust faith, which sings with gusto, connects meaningfully and vulnerably with other Christians, and a boldness to embody the good news of grace and forgiveness in Christ. To love God and love the world is to have a life of faith, not fear. The successful Christian life is characterized by experiencing inner transformation through suffering, enjoying ministry and worship with others, progressive deliverance from the power of sin, continual enablement to live a holy life, being an effective witness to the person and work of Jesus. Living this kind of life keeps believers from yielding to temptation. Life in the Spirit motivates us to read the Bible and pray, and to live above criticism and pretense. The spiritual life helps others discern and understand what Christianity is all about. And perhaps most importantly, life in the Spirit glorifies God, because we are then reflecting the joy and beauty of the Lord in all we do and say. So why don't more Christians experience this kind of life-giving knowledge and joy? It is possible, even with the best of intentions in living a faithful and spiritually rich life, to be stonewalled or crippled with fear and anxiety. And in our fearful state, we almost always produce incorrect actions. These mistakes end up becoming barriers to living an enjoyable and productive Christian life. Here are just a few of the fearful and/or erroneous statements I have heard as a pastor over the years. It's the pastor's job to do all that stuff, as if parishioners can live vicariously through their pastor and not have to face their own fears of failure. I don't need to be a part of a church, as if that's optional for Christians, and as if I can do it myself. I don't like reading, as if this gets us off the hook to personally learn Holy Scripture. I think or feel as if my thoughts and opinions are the final authority concerning what I should do or not do. Well, that's nice advice, as if what is heard in a sermon or read in the Bible does not really need to be followed. God will lead people to Jesus, as if I have no responsibility for involvement with unbelievers. I sincerely believe, as if sincerity makes something true. If I can't do it 100%, I won't do it at all. As if service depends on my effort and not on the Spirit's power. I might screw it up. Others can do it better than me. As if the word grace doesn't exist in Christianity. That might work for you, but it doesn't work for me. As if certain people are exceptions to the spiritually successful life. What might you add to that list? What are some of the hindrances which keep you from enjoying the Lord and living in faith? Fear disconnects us from the God of grace. That is, unless we acknowledge we are afraid and we drink deeply from the fount of Scripture, letting the Holy Spirit be our divine mentor in leading us to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalm 34 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him, and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. Mighty and merciful God, I humble myself before you, trusting that you shall exalt me in due time. Therefore, I cast all my anxiety on you, because you care for me. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all your people, along with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And may you conspire within yourself, Father, Son, and Spirit, to alleviate our fears and to bolster our faith. Amen.